Earlier this month, the presidential election result was official.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
And after that point, reports of hate crimes and hate speech started to flow into groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Several incidents have been reported in the Seattle area, including vandalism, racist graffiti, hateful words, and physical attacks. KUOW's David Hyde reports on what you can do if you're the target or a witness of a hate crime.
Seattle Police, Operator 32.
The 911 call came in 2 days after the presidential election.
Hi, Operator 32. I'm the security guard at Nathaniel High School, and I wanted to report an incident that happened to one of my students this morning.
The security guard went on to tell the story of a 16-year-old student he described as of Middle Eastern descent. She was on her way to school when a man she did not know allegedly grabbed her by the arm and refused to let go.
And then he said something to the effect of, "My color people don't belong here. We're not attractive and we need to leave. We're toxic people and we're ruining this country."
According to the Seattle Police report, the student was too scared to yell for help and was in tears when she recounted the incident to police. That same week on the University of Washington Bothell campus, several men surrounded a group of Muslim female students. They demanded that the women remove their hijabs. And the following week, there was a possible hate crime on the UW-Seattle campus. A female Muslim student from Fargo, North Dakota, says she was struck in the head with a bottle and suffered a severe concussion. Jasmine Sami is civil rights manager at the Council on American Islamic Relations. She spoke at a press conference about the attack and about how her community is feeling right now.
The morning after the elections, I started to receive text messages and phone calls from community members and emails also asking if they should send their children to school, if students at colleges and universities should be going to school, especially female Muslims who wear the veil, because they were very worried about what would happen.
What should you do if you're a witness or fear that you could be the target of a hate crime in this tense environment? Mina Sultana is co-president of the Muslim Students Association at the University of Washington. She says they now advise all Muslim students to walk with a buddy on and off campus.
And just be extra cautious of their surroundings.
And she adds,
I think it's really important for bystanders to step in, whether it's getting the victim out of the situation or reporting the incident.
But whether you're the target or the witness, all of the people I spoke with says it comes down to individual judgment. If the incident starts with hate speech, that's not a crime. But Sean Whitcomb with the Seattle Police Department advises,
if the language is directed at you, like singularly directed at you, and the person who's uttering it is focused on you, disengage. Disengage from that situation. Create some distance.
And above all,
take care of yourself. Do what you need to be safe.
And everyone I spoke with pretty much agreed, if you feel threatened for any reason, call 911 and make sure you get a copy of the police report and the officer's name. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.